Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quarantine assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes. My name is Bianca Bartlett. Okay, two things. One, I need to file a new claim because I just lost my employment. And two, I have one that looked like it's still that I had did an older one, like a few months back or whatever, that looked like it's still pending. So I'm not sure if that's going to, what I need to do about that one. Yeah.
Okay, so therefore you was calling to file a new claim, and therefore you have filed one in 2023, but it's still pending. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you. First, can I please have your Social Security number?
423-236-328.
Okay. Can you please repeat your Social Security number?
423-236-328.
Thank you. I do apologize. My computer just a little bit slow. Okay, there we go. Can you repeat your, excuse me, can you verify your name for me?
Bianca Bartlett.
Thank you. Can you verify your driver's license number for me?
Yeah. Let me find it 1 second. Number 795-4230.
Thank you. Can you verify your mother's maiden name for me?
Bartlett.
Thank you. Can you verify your birthday for me?
4/25/1986.
Thank you. Okay. It seems like you have been approved for benefits from the year 2023. Oh. Yes, ma'am. Okay. You've been approved for the amount of $275 a week with the maximum benefit amount of $3,850.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And let me just take a look here.
Okay.
Okay, once the payment is issued, you have to be able to allow up to 48 hours for the funds to be deposited into your account or your benefit card. So, therefore... Oh. Yes, ma'am. Just continue filing your weekly certification every week and checking your claim reporter on the website.
Okay, okay. Let me figure out how to do it. See, this is my first time filing unemployment to Alabama in a long time. I have a question. Now, does the funds or the, is my funds being pulled from Georgia and Alabama?
Okay. About the combined wages. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yeah, my wages.
Okay. Yes. It should be able to be combined from Georgia. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, because I know I had moved to Alabama at the end of, towards the end of April. So I just wanted to make sure all my wages
yes, ma'am.
Was being in there. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So
it should be combined. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And, okay, so how do I file how do I file every week or whatever?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have like a pen and paper so you can be able to write down the weekly certification number?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
just let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. The number two, the weekly certification, which is
1-800-752-7389.
Okay. And also, you could be able to file your weekly certification by internet, which the website is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay. And are you able to see that it's connected to my a bank account or a card?
I won't be able to see that information on here. Okay, let me just make sure. Let me just reach out to my supervisor. Please allow me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. I'm still waiting on response from my supervisor, and it's just gonna be one moment, please.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for being patient.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Your benefits are going direct deposit to your account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said it's $275 a week?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have a question because I'm on the side here. This says something about now, if can you check and make sure the claim is still active or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Your claim has been inactive. You must reopen your claim in order to continue filing weekly certifications. There are pending issues stopping payment on your claim.
No, ma'am. Your claim is not active. So, therefore, do you want me to help you reopen your claim?
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to assist you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. That's going to be English. Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be English?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
Thank you. Do you understand that normally making a false statement in or falsified income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yes, ma'am. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine in or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
Have I worked since I filed the last claim? Yes.
Okay, thank you. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. When was the last day that you had work?
Monday.
Okay, and what was that date?
Monday, the 25th.
Okay, that's going to be March the 25th, 2024?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance, TAA benefits?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance, TRA certification?
No.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your first name is Bianca. Can you please confirm the spelling for me?
B-I-A-N-C-A.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your last name is Bartlett. Can you please confirm the spelling for me?
B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. And what is your phone number?
256-348-8230.
Okay, that's going to be 256-348-8230.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your date of birth is April the 25th, 1986.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Just to confirm, your mother's maiden name is Bartlett.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What is your driver's license state?
Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be Alabama. Mm-hmm. Just to confirm, your driver's license number is 795-4230.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, do you mind if I put you on hold for one moment, please?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Do you mind if I put you on hold for one more time?
Okay, no problem.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for being patient. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Can I please put you on hold again, please?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for being patient. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. What is your race?
I'm black.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be black.
Yes.
What is your ethnicity? Is it non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
None.
Okay, that's going to be non-Hispanic. What is your gender?
Female.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be female. Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be female?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. No worries. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Back college, bachelor's.
Okay. Is that going to be a 2-year or 4-year college?
Oh, four.
Okay. That's going to be 4 years of college. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your residential address is 13220 Sugar Plum Lane. 10A, is that correct?
Let me update that because I have put in the wrong address. It's
Okay.
13180.
Okay, so that's going to be 13180 Sugar Plum Lane 10A.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What is your residential city and state? Is it still the same?
Yes, Madison, Alabama.
Yes, yes, ma'am. And that's going to be in Madison, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your residential zip code is 35756.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What is your occupation?
Well, right now I'm unemployed, but Polaris Manufacturing.
Okay, what was your occupation at Polaris Manufacturing?
Motor operator.
Okay, that's going to be motor operator.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it like, motor vehicle operator?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yeah.
Thank you. Did you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. Are you currently arrested for or attending school or training?
I'm taking online school.
Okay. That's going to be considered as yes?
Yes.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
What was it now?
Yes, ma'am. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your number trade occupation?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll do about 20.
Okay, that's going to be about 20 miles.
Yeah.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
21.
Okay, that's going to be $21.
Yeah.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
What was the question?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Either one.
Okay. So therefore, at the job that you was working for, were you like a corporate officer for a business?
business. I'm gonna say, wait a minute. This, it might have been a business. I know I didn't work in the corporate office, no. So I'm going to say business.
Okay. Is that going to be considered yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you own a business?
Do I own a business now? No.
Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, I do, but it's not active.
Okay. So therefore, that's going to be considered as no.
Right.
Okay. Do you work for yourself?
Well, I don't do anything right now, no.
Okay. Thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama where an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 10/1/2022 and 9/30/2023?
You said, have I did what now?
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama where an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 10/1/2022 and 9/30/2023?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what was that state?
Georgia.
Yes, ma'am. You said Georgia?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. Your prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And they are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'm on the phone. Hi. Direct. Wait a minute. I don't know what direct deposit got. How do I know what information I have for direct deposit?
Okay. Do you want to keep your direct deposit that you had on file before? Or do you want to change your direct deposit?
What did I do? It show what I had before?
No, ma'am. Whatever information that you put in last time you filed your claim, we still have that information on file for you.
Oh, okay. Well, say yes. I'm going to say yes then.
Okay. So. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes. So, therefore, do you want to keep your direct deposit?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is the name of your previous employer?
Polaris Industry.
Okay, that's going to be a Polaris Industry Incorporation.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your employer phone number?
Okay,
that's gonna be 256-822-3200.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. What is your work location, city and state?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay? Hello. 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 Can you hear me, Miss Barlett? Hello. Hello. Disconnect due to no response.